You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
So guys, I was waiting to board my flight the other day, and I heard people having a conversation not too far from me in the little gate area, and I did what I always do. I eavesdrop on these conversations.
Of course.
And it was an incredibly boring conversation, and I found myself getting frustrated at first, like, oh, this terrible conversation. Then I realized it wasn't meant for me. That's why it's boring.
But they weren't doing a podcast?
No, but it was funny to hear people have a, because I was still, even though it wasn't for me, I'm like, what's the point of this story? Like, imagine the Grammy falling in the water story, but instead of falling in the water, Grammy thought that the picnic was Saturday. It turns out it was on Sunday.
Hey, when that happens.
So my question, I mean, I usually get sucked into an eavesdropping situation because I hear something that sounds juicy. Did this conversation you're listening to start off sounding like it might be going somewhere interesting and then you were disappointed, or you just tuned in?
No, I just tuned in. It happens to me. I hear like clear sentences and I'm like, oh, well, let me lock in on this, right? Now, every once in a while, usually when I'm walking, I hear one that sounds really juicy, and then I have to make a decision. Like, do I stop and oh, I forgot where I was going. I actually need to go this way just so I can continue listening.
Yeah.
Or do I
definitely
just fill in the blank the rest of my life?
You slow down, you walk backwards, yeah. You do whatever it takes.
Sometimes people like to be eavesdropped on.
Really?
Like, sometimes if they're talking about something funny and you give like a, what did I just hear? Like, oh, one of those, what did I just hear? Turnbacks. They're like, sorry, we're having a wacky conversation.
That happens at bars a lot, right?
You need a double take, like, what did I just hear?
So then she says, well, slap me with a salmon and call me Susan. And then you turn around like, what? Like, yeah, buddy.
There's a more fun conversation over here. Sorry, buddy, I'll be back.
Or even better when they do this one. This guy gets it.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked before about how I feel safe looking over someone's shoulder on their phone on a plane. It's the only time I really feel like I'm allowed to look over your shoulder and read your text, but it's always boring stuff. It's always just boarded.
I feel like that's
see in a couple hours.
Way worse than eavesdropping.
I had one flight where the person in front of me, I was reading their text, but it was like juicy as hell.
Oh, what
him
were they saying?
And his girlfriend were fighting with each other, and I was just sitting there. If you're listening, I don't know your name, you deserve better than her. Yeah. The way she was speaking to you, oh my God. He was talking, and it was like intense stuff that I felt bad for reading. And I will repeat now, but you don't know who they are, so it doesn't really matter.
Could be anywhere.
You're good, no
it
names.
Was like talking about how, like, you keep telling me to get back in the gym and you hate the way I look.
Oh,
and, like,
wow.
And this was a very, like, normal sized person. It didn't really, there was nothing that I thought, like, I didn't see this. Like, there was no reason to think, like, oh, wow. And she was like, I'm sorry. He's like, you're not attracted to me. And she was like, no, that's not the case. But, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I, like, wanted to follow him off the plane and be like, hey, man, she should not be talking to you like that. And I rarely ever side with the man.
What's the worst thing she said?
It was the worst thing she said was being like, you need to go like get back in the gym. And he was like, you don't think I'm attractive. Wow. And she like wouldn't say like, no, I think you're attractive. Oof. She just like kept walking around it. And he just kept talking about like how, hey, like you're really hurting my feelings. Like I just want you to like value me. And she was very much just like, please get hotter. And so I hope if you know who you are, I don't know what flight it was. I really wanted to go up and say something, but I was like, that's way too far for me.
It wasn't Chris Cody on the flight to Vegas, right?
It was not Chris Cody. No, this was like a year plus ago. It was crazy, though. And I didn't buy internet on that flight, so that's all I had. And I was just
Lucy,
like,
how do you feel about those videos that go viral every few months where people are like, if your boyfriend was on a bachelor party in Las Vegas, this happened recently, but it happens, I swear to God, every 2 months, one of these videos goes viral. It's like, your fiance cheated on you. His name's this and his friend's names are da-da-da.
The best was this lady that I saw. She didn't even say, she's like, I won't say the name, but they were wearing pink hats.
No, she did.
They were at this
place.
She
said, I won't say the name, but his name rhymes with Schmam Schmadam.
Yes. And I said, wow.
Or Schmat Schmadam.
Patch Adams is on the streets just cheating on his
wife. Now we all know his name's Matt.
Do we feel, she think she was being, Patch. Do we feel good about that?
I don't really care as much about like the, oh, this guy's cheating on you ones. I love the ones. It's like, hey, if you live in this city in Tennessee, I was sitting here in line. This was a specific one at a Walmart and all your friends were in front of me in line talking shit about you and how they hate you and all this stuff.
Oh.
And this girl ended up coming forward being like, those were my friends. And I didn't realize they were saying these horrible, awful things about me. And like, I knew they didn't treat me right. And that's girl supporting girls. That's a girl's girl right there.
I have mixed feelings about it. I have mixed feelings about it because I'm like, I don't think this is your business or your place or your job to police this. What if the facts are wrong? What if it wasn't actually that person? What if like there's so much subjective stuff that goes into this and it just ruins people's lives so that the person making the video can go viral. It's for them.
I'll tell you what the kind of tricky part about this one was. It's one thing to say, hey, I observed your fiance acting a fool or whatever. All right. It's another thing she's like, then I took it upon myself to go and flirt with him to see. All right. Now you've.
That's the one.
That's messed up.
Yeah. You're no longer reporting the news. You're making the news, lady.
No longer reporting the news.
Like you're a character.
It is
now.
True though. There's like a performance aspect to it where you're like reporting it like you're giving a 2-minute package on what you saw when you were at brunch, and it makes me really weirded out because I feel like when you're out and about, like you don't expect people to listen to you and then report back to the wider internet at large. You kind of feel like, this is my conversation at my table. Have your conversation at your table.
Is it better if it's private? Like if she tries to reach out to the girlfriend privately, so it's still doing what Charlotte was worried about. There's a lot of subjective here. You might not have the facts right, but I'm going to reach out to you. I'm not trying to go viral.
Yes, because
now.
Chris, part of the thing that happens now is like when these videos go viral, the comments will be ruthless. It'll be like, this person needs to die. They're the worst boyfriend ever. Oh my
or
God.
Or they start attacking the person doing the thing and they're like, why are you getting involved? It just becomes this like cesspool.
Harassment up the a-hole.
My personal favorite though
like that hurts.
Is when I saw this one on TikTok a few days ago. It's when the victim themselves. I saw a girl whose husband cheated on her and she went to TikTok and tagged the woman that her husband cheated on her with and was like, you Brittany can't get away with it.
I'll tell you the worst one. The worst one was there's a TikTok clip of these people who are on a podcast about like workplace protocols and stuff. And then this guy responds back. He's like, I'm the person they were talking about. And this
I know
is
that one.
Da, da, da,
I
da. Saw and that. Then it turns out the guy completely made it up. But the people who made the podcast, they got like harassed and they had to take down.
Oh, Corporate Natalie.
Yes. Yeah.
Corporate Natalie. That's what that was.
Because he didn't want to go to work at 8 a.m. because he had a workout class.
Yeah, but it's like, that wasn't even him. It was just literally.
It was some random.
It was a prompt, an HR prompt.
Yes.
Man, the internet. What are we even talking about?
Oh, man.
Mind your own business, everybody.
Do you think
Mind
anyone followed any of that if they aren't familiar with this phenomenon?
They can't take TikTok away from us. They can't do it.
Mind your business, fella.
Texting
privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.